Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Today then on the Stray FM Business Hub, we're talking about something which could be affecting a lot of businesses. It will be affecting them already, but there are some changes coming within the next couple of months, something called GDPR. Let me introduce you first to Claire Armour from Newton Solicitors. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Beth.
Tell me what work you normally do with Newton Solicitors.
I work in the commercial team at Newton's and advise businesses, small, medium, large businesses, with regard to any aspect of commercial agreements, compliance with their businesses. At Newton's itself, I'm also responsible for risk and compliance. So the GDPR, or the General Data Protection Regulations, is something I've become very familiar with in implementing systems for Newton's ourselves. And we thought it would be helpful for other businesses to understand how it could impact them as well.
So you mentioned there what it stands for, GDPR. Just remind us what that was and what exactly that means to the average Joe like myself.
It's the new legislation that's coming into place. It's new EU legislation to take over from the Data Protection Act, which is dated 1998. The new legislation will be coming into force 25th of May this year. And the reason this has been implemented is to bring our data protection privacy laws up to speed with how we now process and store data.
So we've got some myths here that people might be thinking with regards to their business. So are we ready to bust some myths together, you and I, Claire?
Absolutely.
Okay, right. Number one myth for Newton Solicitors: it won't apply to my business.
The GDPR will apply to any business that processes the personal data of any EU citizen. Personal data can be any information at all that directly or indirectly enables an individual person to be identified. For the purpose of the regulations, processing will include collecting data, recording, storing, or even just sharing data. It includes private individuals who may be your customers or clients, but it also includes your employees. So the impact of the regulations are quite far-reaching and will apply to most, if not all, businesses. The impact will be greater on larger businesses or businesses where the processing of data is integral to their business, but any size business should be paying attention and sitting up.
So in short then, if people are believing the myth that it won't affect their business. Okay, myth number two on GDPR: Brexit means it won't actually take effect in the UK.
This is possibly the most common myth, Beth. Several Brexit campaigners gave quite a lot of misleading impression and information in the build-up to the Brexit referendum, that the UK would be divorcing itself from EU law. That isn't the case for the GDPR, and it's not the case for a lot of EU legislation generally.
Okay, myth number three: if somebody provides their personal information to the company, we can use it as long as we don't give it to anybody else.
Under the new regulations, you will need to obtain somebody's clear consent to retain their personal data. It wouldn't be enough to have it printed in your small print. The person must be fully aware that they have consented that data is going to be stored and they know exactly what you're going to be using it for. What the GDPR is looking for, the threshold they're expecting businesses to meet, is an affirmative action from the data subject, that's the individual who's giving the data, and provide their consent for the data to be held. What you cannot do, if somebody provides their data for a specific contract or reason, you can't then just log their data and then think every time you send out a marketing shot or any marketing details to anybody that you can include them in that list. They have to specifically confirm that they're happy for you to provide them with marketing information in the future. If there is any type of data breach, businesses will need to show that they have made as much effort as possible to obtain that person's consent. So it's all about looking at how you obtain your records for obtaining data and how you obtain that data subject's consent.
Okay, myth number four on GDPR with Newton Solicitors: I need to appoint an independent data protection officer.
One of the reasons that people are hoping to ignore the GDPR is because if they are aware of it, they think there's a lot of onerous regulation around it. And one of the areas where people believe they're going to have to incur a lot of expense is the appointment of an independent data protection officer. That won't be the case for the majority of businesses. The three principal areas for a mandatory appointment of a data protection officer are for public authorities, businesses with high volume processing sensitive data, so that could be something such as health records or medical records, or businesses with high volume screening of individuals, but it can just be an existing employee of the firm, somebody who operates at a senior management level who can act independently and deal with any data protection issues.
And the final myth today, myth number 5, I can't collect or use data from business cards given at networking events.
This will be a key one for a lot of businesses in the Harrogate area. The key difference here is the context in which this information is given to you. In a business-to-business context, it's perfectly reasonable to rely on the fact that somebody has consented for you to contact them and has consented for you to store their information. It may be a good idea in the future when you do take somebody's business card to just say as a matter of courtesy to them, I would like to retain your information and we will be contacting you, maybe from our marketing department. Are you happy for us to do that? And then that just makes it clear how you are going to use their data.
Well, I think, Claire Armour, you have helped clear a lot of myths, a lot of worries, a lot of queries. What would your advice be and how could the team at Newton Solicitors help people who suddenly think, I've got work to do?
My advice would be not to panic. It's a little while off till May, so there is time for people to get their systems in place. The first thing that people need to do is analyse their systems, how they collect and store data, and consider if those systems need to be improved. Some elements of that will relate to IT, and some elements of that will relate to business and legal contracts where we can help. If anybody has any terms of business or any contracts that they would like to be reviewed, then the solicitors in the commercial team at Newton's would be more than happy to help and give any guidance generally with regard to sort of setting off on your journey with the GDPR. It's not something to be frightened of, and it's something that we just need to embrace and accept that as we store and use data in a different way in this current age, we just need to make sure that we're on board with it all.
Claire Armour, thank you very much.
Thanks, Beth.
Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.